Something for the weekend. It's Saturday, and that means that Ivana Breen is back from Akina Beauty. Morning, Ivana. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. And you?
Great. I'm loving all your Instagram pics and all the advice you've been giving to everyone. You are actually in and out of the sea and everything during this time, aren't you? Making the most of lockdowns, really.
I don't know about that now. I stopped that in September.
Oh, did
it started
you?
To get a bit too cold. Yeah, I'm not that brave.
Not that brave. So listen, I want to talk today about the effects that menopause can have on your skin. And I would imagine it kicks in perimenopause as well. And a lot of our listeners will start noticing the difference in their skin. So how do the hormones change your skin, Ivana?
Well, there's a couple of different things that happen within the skin. And normally when we have these lovely fat, plumpy cells that give our skin that lovely round cheeks and everything. And as we age and the menopause kicks in, that fat, we start losing that fat. And we also start to lose the hyaluronic acid in our skin, which is naturally occurs within our skin. I mean, you'll hear lots about hyaluronic acid in skincare products. But we actually make our own hyaluronic acid in our skin as well. And as we age, that process starts to diminish. So that's why we start to get dry and the skin, it loses that plumpness.
So if you have dry skin to begin with, it must be a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where you really need to be looking after the skin and making sure that you're drinking lots of water, taking your omega oil supplements, and just doing everything you can to help replenish that lost hyaluronic acid and plumping up the skin, and not doing things that will add to that. So as your skin ages, as we go through menopause, all these hormonal changes, our bone structure is changing as well. So that's why our face actually changes shape. It's actually, even in our bones are changing. So, and there's not a huge amount that you can do for that in terms of the bone structure, but in terms of how your skin sits over the muscle and the bones and keeping the skin taut and tight, there's so much that you can do there.
There's so many products out there, and you see it advertised on the telly, that are targeting women of a certain age. Is it important to use something that is targeted at your particular age group, or is that just a kind of a marketing thing?
It's not marketing, no. I mean, yeah, obviously there's a certain amount of marketing, but there definitely is. I mean, what you need to use on your skin as you age can be very different to what you need. If you take a skin that's 20 years of age compared to a skin that is 65, 70, and even younger, like even in your, once you start hitting sort of 45, 46, you really start to see changes in your skin, and your skin isn't as resilient as it used to be. It doesn't bounce back after a night out. You know, when you're younger, a couple of hours after a long night out and you're looking fine again, it takes 2 or 3 days and you get to our, well, my age,
sorry.
I should say.
Sorry, Vanna, what's a night out? I've actually no clue what a night out is. You'll have to explain.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that's one of the things. Your skin isn't as resilient. So what happens there is when you're in your 20s, your skin turnover can... your cell turnover happens sort of roughly every 28 days. But by the time you're 60, that can take as long as 60 to 90 days for one cell to turn over. So what happens is your skin looks duller. It doesn't look as bright and as luminous. And you can get a buildup of this dead skin. And when you get that buildup of dead skin, then it's harder for your skincare products to actually penetrate. So you need to be doing treatments like skin peels, when you're older. You need them more when you're older than you do when you're younger. Retinols are really important. Now, retinol is something that you should introduce in your skin, even in your 20s, but certainly by the time you're hitting 40, you definitely want to have something retinol in your skincare arsenal. It's really important to help the health of the skin. And then when you're younger, some people that would be more inclined to have breakouts and acne, often I hear from women in their 50s and 60s that they thought that they were finished with all of that, but it can be an issue for older people as well. So that's one aspect where skincare can be similar,
okay. But
it needs to be treated in a different way. So you want, for people who are getting breakouts in their 50s and 60s, you don't want to dry out the skin even more, and yet they're having breakouts, so they want to get rid of the breakouts, so they tend to use products that are drying on the skin. So it's about getting that balance between dealing with the breakouts, but also not stripping the lipid barrier and not taking the oils away from the skin, okay. which is important.
Yeah. Should products like, say, your moisturisers and that, should you be going for a kind of a thicker cream than a lighter consistency, or does that even matter?
That is skin dependent. That really is skin dependent. And everybody's skin is different. And that is down to the individual rather than the age. So that's where our Skin Mate moisturiser comes in. I've probably told you about this one before,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
a personalised
moisturiser.
Tell us again,
in case anyone missed that. Yeah, tell us again about that.
It's so what we do is we measure the skin for the lipids and the hydration. And from the data that we collect, we're able to create a moisturiser that's bespoke to the individual. And what's really unique about it is that once you get your prescription moisturiser, and it usually lasts about 2 months, then you come back and you get measured again. And because you've been using the right dose of hydration that your skin needs, you're not under-treating it or over-treating it, it means that your skin hopefully will have improved. And once we measure again, and when we start to see the improvements in the skin, your prescription changes each time your skin measurement changes. So it means that you're always getting the right moisturizer. There's no question of what moisturizer should I use. This is the right moisturizer for you.
Something else that I believe happens in menopause and perimenopause is you get more of that kind of downy hair on the face. Do women ever say that to you in the clinic?
That's a genetic thing more than anything else. Yes, it is something that people can suffer with. And unfortunately, we lose hair and our eyebrows, and it seems to grow on our chin and our lip instead. So yeah, that definitely is something that can happen. And that is tougher to deal with. You can't use a cream to deal with that one, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But things like having electrolysis for people with darker skin, you can have laser treatment for that kind of thing.
Okay.
So there are ways of treating it.
Yeah, I've seen a few pop-ups, and I don't know why they're targeted at me, but I have seen a few pop-ups coming up on my page on Facebook and the like for these devices that you kind of, they're almost like little razors that you use on your skin to get rid of that downy hair. But I kind of feel, God, I wouldn't go near that, because you'd wonder, would it start the hair grow even thicker then? You know, like almost they say, never start shaving your legs in the first place, because when you do, then you get that prickly hair all the time.
I'm not a fan of them. For some people, they can work quite well. And for certain skin types, and for people who do suffer with a lot of that peachy fuzz, and it really bothers them, then I would never tell somebody not to do it, because for some people it can increase the growth, but it's not the hard rule. What I'd be concerned about is that it does tend to affect the skin barrier, and it leaves you prone to bacterial infections.
Oh, yeah.
So I would be very careful about using them, and I would really be meticulous with your skin and protecting the skin and making sure you're wearing sunscreen if you do feel you have to use them. But I'm not a fan of them as a general rule, no.
Yeah. When you get the electrolysis or the laser done, is that forever? Does that removes the hair forever?
When there's a hormonal influence, it's never forever, because within like a square centimetre of skin, you've got the potential for about 500 hair follicles, and there might only be two of those active at any one time, let's say hypothetically. And if we're working away on trying to get rid of those two that are active, and we kill the blood supply to that hair and it doesn't grow back, then another five might become active at a later date. And your hormones are just constantly irritating those follicles and telling those follicles to put hair there. So unless you're turning off that signal from the hormones, you are going to continue to get growth. But you can certainly minimize it by having laser and electrolysis, and you can keep it under control so that it's not as thick or as noticeable, and it's just keeping it in a more maintained condition.
And just finally, Ivana, I know you're big into nutrition as well when it comes to your skin and the health of your skin. Are there any foods in particular you would recommend to women who are of that perimenopausal or menopause age that would help with their skin?
There's a couple of things there. I think the first thing you need to be really careful with at this age is your sugar intake. I mean, sugar is just so bad for this. You need to be careful with sugar at any age, but excess sugar in your blood system causes a thing called glycation, where the sugar clings to the proteins in your skin that it clings to, or your collagen, the elastin fibers. When they cling to the proteins, they kind of cause them to deform, and that's what ends up causing more wrinkles. So definitely watch your sugar intake. Omega oils then would be really important, because they really help to keep the skin hydrated and supple. And omegas are great for your brain. So omegas are something that everybody should be probably taking anyway, but definitely omega oils, and they're anti-inflammatory as well. So for people who do suffer with hot flushes and redness in the skin, omega oils can really help calm that inflammation. And again, sugar causes inflammation in your skin as well. So if redness and high colouring is an issue for you, definitely watch your sugar intake.
Okay, great. All right, Ivana, how can we follow you on social media? Tell us how we can get you.
So I'm at Ivana Breen on Instagram. It's Ivana Breen. And it's at Akina Beauty is on Instagram as well. And then Facebook is Akina Beauty Laser Clinic.
Okay, you're very good. Thanks so much, Ivana. Take care. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.